As a matter of course, he entertained and was entertained by the Tellurian ambassador. Equally, as a matter of course, he attended diverse and sundry functions, at which he made the acquaintance of hundreds of persons, many of them personages. That one of these should have been Lieutenant Admiral Gerond, lensman in charge of the patrol's Radalegian base, was inevitable. It was then a purely routine and logical development that at a reception one evening Lensman Gerond stopped to chat for a moment with Mr. Fordyce, and it was purely accidental that the nearest bystander was a few yards distant. Hence, Mr. Fordyce's conduct was strange enough. "Gerond," he said, without moving his lips, and in a tone almost inaudible, the while he was proffering an alsalkonite cigarette, "don't look at me particularly right now, and don't show surprise. Study me for the next few minutes, then put your lens on me, and tell me whether you have ever seen me before or not." Then, glancing at the watch upon his left wrist, a timepiece just about as large and as ornate as a wristwatch could be and still remain in impeccable taste, he murmured something conventional and strolled away. 10 minutes passed, and he felt Gerond's thought, a peculiar sensation this being on the receiving end of a single beam instead of using his own lens.
"As far as I can tell, I have never seen you before. You are certainly not one of our agents, and if you are one of Haynes, whom I have ever worked with, you have done a wonderful job of disguising. I must have met you somewhere, sometime, else there would be no point to your question. But beyond the evident and admitted fact that you are a white Tellurian, I cannot seem to place you."
"Does this help?" This question was shot through Kinnison's own lens.
"Since I have known so few Tellurian lensmen, it tells me that you must be Kinnison. But I do not recognize you at all readily. You seem changed, older. Besides, who ever heard of an unattached lensman doing the work of an ordinary agent?"
"I am both older and changed, partly natural and partly artificial. As for the work, it's a job that no ordinary agent can handle. It takes a lot of special equipment."
"You've got that, indubitably. I get gooseflesh yet every time I think of that trial."
"You think I'm proof against recognition, then, as long as I don't use my lens?" Kinnison stuck to the issue.
"Absolutely so. You're here, then, on Thionite?"
No other issue, Gerond knew, could be grave enough to account for this man's presence.